Let's talk money with David Hochberg, who is the Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. A down day yesterday, as you know, Dave, but the S&P 500 up a little bit so far. And word is everybody's waiting to hear from Fed Chair Powell. Is that right?
At 11 o'clock Central, noon Eastern time, the Fed Chair is going to make some announcements, have some comments about the market. The market, as what I've been reading, the same geniuses that were predicting that interest rates would drop in the summer of this year and at the end of this year are now predicting that interest rates are going to drop in the summer of next year towards the end of next year. So all of the financial gurus are now kicking the can to next year.
Mm-hmm.
So my recommendation to listeners is get used to 8% 30-year fixed rates. Or something in the sevens. Doesn't seem to be like it's going anywhere. According to the Kabelski letter that I follow on Twitter, it's a great follow. Credit card delinquency rates continue to rise. We are now at March 2020 levels prior to COVID.
That's scary, along with the fact that the corporate bankruptcies are at the same levels that they were at during the pandemic.
Yeah, the analogy I'll use, Bob, is you go on YouTube and you see those idiots with the watermelons, and they're putting the rubber bands around the watermelon until it explodes. Well, we're about 400 rubber bands around the watermelon,
yeah.
And something's going to give, and that watermelon is going to burst. Interest rates, like I said, are in the eights. A lot of our listeners right now, I see credit reports every single day. Our listeners are reaching for SoFi, Best Egg, these consumer loans that they hear, oh, give us a call, pay off debt. The challenge with those loans, I'll give you a perfect example of a listener I talked to yesterday. She's got a 3% 30-year fixed loan that's really sexy. She's got mid-600 credit scores, which means it's no large bank's going to give her a line of credit because her credit scores are not good enough. She has three of these personal loans, Bob, totaling $85,000. The equivalent payment on those three $85,000 is $3,000 a month. That's the equivalent of a $400,000 mortgage payment in this market. So, and the reason I'm bringing this up, because I'm running an ad right now, it's not about the rate, it's about the monthly payment. The lady, the listener I spoke to, she's got three kids, a husband, all the stuff going on. I said, get a piece of paper out. Write down your principal and interest. Let's write down all your debt. I go, okay, you see that sexy 3% rate over there that you love and you don't want to do away with? You got a 650, 660 credit score. You got three options, FHA, FHA, FHA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it. Okay, and guess what? Or, you know, you could sit there with the 3% loan with the anchor around your ankle, or you could just be like, what's in the best interest of my family? I'm like, if your home appraises for what you think it appraises for, we'll be able to combine the two loans, all three of those loans together into a new mortgage, pay them off, and you'll save your family over $1,000 a month. Now, would you rather have your 63% loan, or would you rather save $1,000 a month? And again, I can't make the decision for the listeners, but when I got into this industry, Bob, we were selling 2 and 3 year subprime loans at 7.99, and I sold millions, hundreds of millions of dollars of those loans to help listeners out of problems in order to put them into a better financial situation in the future.
Best investment you can make right now is to get some money so you can pay off those credit cards.
You have to. Bob, we're at $1.05 trillion. You've got holidays coming up. You've got the student loan payments that just kicked in. So what does this mean for the housing market? Housing market is still rocking and rolling. There is a little bit of softness out there, but the listeners that are out there buying, we're getting calls from listeners every single day. We got three yesterday. I want to buy a home. I'm like, okay, it's going to be in the high sevens, low eights. I don't care. We're going to buy a home. We have to buy. We just had, my wife's pregnant. We got two kids. We got to get out of our 1,200 square foot apartment. Okay. Just to let you know, here's where we're at. Set realistic expectations. They're like, we know. The listeners are numb to where the interest rates are. They're not fighting it anymore.
Right.
The challenge that you have is you still have an inventory. Home builders, here's an interesting stat, and tell me when we got to jump, because I know you're looking at the clock, we're up against a break here. Home builder confidence is the lowest it's been since January, which doesn't make any sense to me, because if I'm a home builder, There's no inventory out there. So if I'm a home builder building homes today with buyers looking to buy homes, is the best place to be. But home builder sentiment and confidence is the lowest it's been since January of this year.
Hey, things could be worse. On this day in 1987, the stock market crashed. The Dow Jones average went down 508 points or 22.6% value. That's just another day now, yeah. Right?
That's just, now they don't even, now it's a percent. Right, they tell you it's up 1%.
It's down
a percent. They don't tell you it's up 300 or down 500 because you think people will be jumping off of bridges.
Yeah,
it's only down 2 points. Right, yeah, down 2%. Yeah, you're off 600 points.
More Saturday morning at 10 on this station from you, Mr. Hochberg. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, guys.